Last year ended on a tragic note for the United Nations, with 17 staffers killed in a suicide bombing in Algeria in mid-December. The Secretary General noted that in all, 42 employees were killed in 2007, making it one of the deadliest years for UN personnel. But despite these losses, Mr. Bond says the United Nations enters 2008 with new determination and new opportunities to strengthen its role in the world.
I really hope that this year, New Year, 2008, we'll see the bright hope. We have started with the gloomy prospect, situation in Kenya and elsewhere. I really hope that with the active cooperation and dialogue among the leaders of the world, we will see some better world this year. This is my firm commitment as Secretary General.
Regarding the post-election violence in Kenya, Mr. Bond says he has been in close contact with both President Mwai Kibaki and opposition leader Raila Odinga to urge them to settle their dispute over controversial election results through dialogue. Another recent crisis concerning the Secretary General is the assassination 2 weeks ago of former Pakistani Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto, who had returned to that country to run in upcoming elections. The Pakistani government has requested technical assistance in investigating the assassination from Britain's Scotland Yard, but Mr. Bond says there has been no formal request from the government of Pakistan for a UN special tribunal. The United Nations is, however, preparing a special tribunal to try suspects in the car bomb assassination nearly 3 years ago of Lebanon's former Prime Minister Rafiq Hariri. Mr. Bond would not confirm reports that the tribunal will begin in February, but he did express his deep disappointment about the continuing political crisis in Lebanon. That country has been without a president since November 23rd, as the two main political parties jockey for power.
I once again call on Lebanese leaders to think about the future of their country, transcending sectarian and individual interest. And on the neighboring countries, I urge them to help Lebanese people so that they will be able to overcome this crisis on their own will without outside interference.
Meanwhile, a new joint United Nations African Union force took over from a smaller AU mission last week in the war-torn Darfur region of Sudan. The force is to eventually number 26,000, but currently there are only 9,000 peacekeepers in Darfur. Secretary General Bond says he hopes to see the full force deployed quickly, as he is concerned about the deteriorating situation. The Sudanese government has accused neighboring Chad of border violations and airstrikes in Darfur. Chad has acknowledged conducting at least one recent airstrike in Darfur, saying it targeted Chadian rebels, not civilians. During his news conference, Mr. Bond said this year the United Nations would continue to address poverty and climate change and mark the 60th anniversary of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.